this happen to you? You're driving in your car, minding your own business. You turn on your car radio, and your announcer says, "How many times has this happened to you?" You're listening to your car radio, and someone pulls up to you next to this car, minding his own business, and you say to yourself, "How many times has this happened to me?" Well, never again when you order this one-time special offer, something so special we can't even say what it is in this ad, and price so low we can't mention it in this commercial. The special offer is available for this one-time special time, so hurry. Order now, we'll send you extra, absolutely surprise, absolutely do it today.
Send to special offer, care of this station. Okay.
Hello, troops. This is William Wilde, or someone like him. And welcome to the Wild Side for September 29th through October 3rd, 1985. Well, phone folks, things aren't a hell of a lot better this week. My four-track is still dead, and Mr. Fun happens to be out of town for 2 weeks, playing around the Great White North. That makes it a little tricky for me using the Telefun Studios. He's got this really big dog, you know? Anyway, I don't want to keep collecting more and more comments without turning out some kind of a show. If I get too far backlogged, you'll be hearing your comments about summer shows during time for the Christmas season. So, I'd like to turn out a Wild Side, though it may be just a little less produced than usual. There will be plenty of you guys, and I hope that my using older, less professional equipment won't affect the quality too much. And so, without any further ado, let's listen to the comments. Right after I put some more coal in the tape recorder. I told you, this stuff is old.
Hello, Gene Siskel here in Hollywood land. Speaking to you today about a triple feature I saw last night. I saw St. Elmo's Fire. I give that thumbs up. I saw The Breakfast Club, which was pretty rad. And I saw The Big Chill, which was even better. And also, my tips for things to do during the summer are party, go to Universal Studios, go to the beach, party, swim, and what other various things you can think of, like sex and listening to music. So take it from me. Summers are rad when you party.
Over and over and over again.
See the Buddy Ventura, all Canadians running wild, brother, in East L.A. Me and the brother Chief there, we got something going, brother. He's going to be in my corner when I wrestle you, brother. Hulkamania's in the wild. I remember. Arriba. Hey, dude. I think you should go to the beach and party and smoke weed. Drink. Do all that fun stuff in life, dude. And I'm pretty much buzzing right now, so I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Computer, huh? Sounds like a Mac attack to me. Anyway, this is the Mr. Observatory calling from beautiful inside Canoga Park. That's like down from the microcosms of all those other weird lines. And I know it's been said over on Telefun and Canoga Park many times over and over again, but now the truth, definitive truth, is now here. Observatory is now running reruns on 7020429. Twice a week we'll be changing these tapes. That's Sunday night, Monday morning, or again we'll be changing the tapes twice a week again on Thursday night, Friday morning. So do give it a call. It's important to keep up to date. Things coming up sometime in December include the revival of Observatory all over again and ODOS, the Observatory Digital Alpha System. It should be operating by then, but if it's not, don't be too disappointed because it's costing big bucks. But I want to say that, William, you are doing a fine job here, and I don't get a chance to call that often because I have been fairly busy, but I will begin to call more and more often from time to time. And about that input you left, Bill, we didn't make the new Observatory tape with it, but we're going to use it on the first tape in December, but it won't be shaded because we'll still be running this line, I'm sure. So don't be too mad, William. But Mr. Wild, we're going to get going now, and thank you very much. Don't forget, 7020429, and that is it. That is all DBFN. And remember, this is what an Observatory hang-up sounds like on a recorder call cordless phone.
That was very sneaky, Bob. I love the way you worked in the sound of both of Observatory's hang-ups in one comment.
Yeah, I think the Gopher Twins is rad. I need a system, so I'm going around My name's Superman. So, I'm trying to fly around all these board systems, line runners, as you guys call it. So, or telephone line, whichever it is.
Yeah.
My sidekick over here is talking to me.
Danny Van Eyes, I think you've heard of me before.
All right, and I just want to say, what you're doing is rad. So, adios.
Hello, everybody, this is J818, and I'd like to know if you guys know any numbers out there that have strange or unusual sounds, like space sounds or continuous rings, and items of this nature. Would much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, Jay, maybe some ambitious wildside listener will call in and leave those numbers for you. But personally, I can't do much to help. I mean, the weirdest sounds I know of on any phone line is from Freaky Phone.
Yeah, this is the comic directed to the wonderful William Wild. This is Casey and Jackie back in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. No, guys, it wasn't a joke. There really is a line. If you call up 703-568-5545, all it is just my answering machine, and I just like getting fun people to call. And so if y'all want to call, you can. Just remember, as some people have forgotten, that if you call after 11 in California, remember it's 2 in the morning here, and we do have classes. So wait till the weekend when we're drunk and partying, and we're much more fun at that time. Anyway, William Wall gave me a call, and it was a very fun conversation. Thanks. And anybody who wants to call, we now have an outside line in the dormitory, so we can call you back if you leave your name and number at the beep. Thanks much. Get a life. See you later.
We all like to spend the weekends with family and friends. That's why AT&T saves you 60% on long distance every weekend, and they don't stop with savings. They give you service, too. Calling from anywhere to anywhere. Operator service, calls that sound as close as you feel, and 60% off.
Joe, knew you'd make it somehow.
Savings and service. That's AT&T. The more you hear, the better we sound. AT&T, the right choice.
I have changed my whole life by becoming a disciple of the Thick Guru.
Please enter your best friend.
Once a week, we go see the Guru and sit around in a circle with our
nonsense
crossed. Then, while he combs his
heart,
we do
really silly
meditations. We meditate by making our
movies
blank, and then we chant. We all say Nam Yoho
silly, silly, silly.
Or sometimes we chant Nam Ha Ha. By doing this, we achieve harmony with the
stolen idea
and inner peace and tranquility of the
videotape.
If you have any
excellent
problems, you can solve them all by
tearjerker
meditation. But don't overdo it, or you'll end up in the
Chatsworth
Asylum.
This is how luck comes out, and I just want to tell you that I am still very, very popular because I am one of the big wigs. Get it? Big wigs. Well, like you say, Mr. Wild, why? That's ridiculous!
Mark North Hollywood Jr. kicking back here on what evening is it? It is Wednesday. Wednesday evening around 10:30, 10:20 something. But well, went to see another movie the other day, Saturday night in Hollywood with a few friends of mine. The movie was called Return of the Living Dead. Do you wanna party? That movie, yeah. Well, pretty scary movie thing. I don't really see movies like that too often. It freaked me out, you know what I mean? It was like these guys that came back to life after they were dead, like, were sucking people's brains out. It was, like, really sick. these punkers get involved in, like, major anarchy, you know, like, instead of anarchy in the UK, it was, like, anarchy in the US, Pittsburgh, you know. Well, anyway, so that's about it. It had a really stupid ending, though, but if you want to go see it, it's pretty cool. I give it, like, a 5 or a 6 or something. Well, anyway, this has been, Boston with Hollywood Jr. That's all I've got to say, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is J818, and I'm a new caller. I'd like to talk, well, actually, I'd like to ask about these things. Before computers burst onto the social scene, there were these items, I'm not sure what they were called, that's why I'm asking, that looked like basically like a telephone keyboard with a digital readout, LCD readout, like the ones you see on top of banks and stuff that see, you know, like you read the temperature and news reads across it, or like the silent radios where you see the news being read across it. And it also looks like it was just on a board with a bunch of wires, like the inside of a radio. Now, on this machine, you were able to, through magazines that were published, program it to do games like you were in a maze. For example, you were in a cave, and you know, you had to find your way from the start to the exit. And like, if you took the wrong turn, the digital readout would say like you fell in a bottomless pit, and it would start saying, you know, it fell out in like the silent radio does. It starts spelling out like, oh, yay, like you were falling and stuff like this. And I have no idea what this item was called, and I haven't seen it anymore. It's like it was on the scene, on the social scene for about an hour. It was on the social scene for about a year and a half, and it just disappeared. It's been in the computer scene. And maybe somebody can tell me what this is all about, you know? J818, signing off.
We've been through this 100 times. I don't see why we should have to go through it again. This is Doug, D-U-G, Doug. Go see Kiss of the Spider Woman. Watch two men kiss on a silver screen. Do you think you're ready for it? I'd sure love to kiss Brian Feedback. And please, anyone who has Brian Feedback's home phone number, I'd sure love to know it. I've had a hard day at the office, and I just came back from seeing Agnes of God. I'd say the picture is overrated. Which is not to say it's a bad movie. It's just not, well, it's just not a great movie. But it is a good movie. I sometimes think Jane Fonda is overrated. Sometimes she seems to me to be very average. The best performance, in my humble opinion, is by Meg Tilly. She's rather on the brilliant side. Very convincing. Other movies, I can again recommend Kiss of the Spider Woman and also Dance with a Stranger, where the picture is stolen by the very, very brilliant, incredibly brilliant performance of Miranda Richardson. Tomorrow night, I'm going to see the Berlin Opera's production of The Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You'll remember him from last year's Oscars. Saturday night, I'm going to the new LA Theater Center to see a low-priced preview of Sam Shepard's Fool for Love. Both these events are in downtown Los Angeles. Friday night, after the opera, I'm eating at the Pantry Restaurant, open 24 hours a day. Saturday night after the theater, I'm eating at the Gorky's restaurant, open 24 hours a day. Both fine restaurants. Gorky's is too trendy for words. I love it. The florist looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. go there for Sunday brunch. Then go to the Museum of Contemporary Art. So much culture, I could die. I hope you play this recording. I'm far too busy to call and listen to it. What with work and school and all. But I do hope you'll play it so that other listeners might have a chance to enrich their lives, go to some art museums. There's the Temporary Contemporary. There's the Huntington Library, among my favorite places in Los Angeles, even though it's actually in Pasadena, but not, it's not even in Pasadena. It's actually and truly in San Marino. Call 818-555-1212 to get the number. And if I don't end this message soon, you'll never play it. So thank you, Mr. Wild, for playing this message. Bye.
Snortinest, highfalutinest, rootin' tootinest ruckus I've ever seen in all my born days. Join up with the wild bunch right here on the wild side. Hey, watch where you're shooting at me, Willie.
Yes, this is administration calling. And, you know, it's interesting because all this talk about the old Coke and Coca-Cola and the classic Coke and the new Coke and the side Coke and the up Coke and the down Coke. Well, you know, oh, then again, there's the white Coke. I just realized, you know, I just got some of that classic Coke. I had tasted some about a week or so ago and actually some from Texas. But I recall when the new Coke came out, not that I was a big fan or could have told the difference of the original Coca-Cola, but the new Coke, to me, I remember tasting it and not liking it. Well, there's your diehard Coke fans like Nino and Bill who could have seriously backed it up. Then there's people that are influenced perhaps by the media like myself who possibly from all this negative hype said, oh, I know I'm not going to like this. So I sipped the new Coke and I didn't like it. And, well, you know, I said, gee, it'd be great if they brought back the old stuff. So they brought back this old stuff, again, with the classic Coca-Cola. And in the meantime, you know, up until now, I had been drinking all of the new Coke. I hadn't even thought of reverting back to Pepsi. So what happened was I found out that I basically enjoyed drinking the new Coca-Cola and acquired a taste for it. And in drinking this new classic Coca-Cola, which I know you're all going to tell me is really not the original Coca-Cola because, first of all, it doesn't have the cocaine. Well, neither did the old Coke in the new age. But neither did the new formula have sugar. Well, the new formula, old Coke, doesn't have the new sugar, which indeed has something else, which means that it's not, in fact, the classic Coca-Cola. But what I'm drinking is classic Coca-Cola, making me realize, and plus, I also got a couple of six-packs left of the original old new Coke, which I still have in my cabinet, drinking that, realizing, well, it's good, and classic Coke, there really isn't much difference from the classic to the old new stuff, but I realize in drinking the new Coca-Cola, by the way, this is still administration, that I do prefer the taste of new Coke, and I have acquired the taste, so now at my supermarket, instead of going out to buy this long-awaited classic Coke, I think not only has Coca-Cola established the biggest publicity scam possible, and then getting people to look forward to the classic Coke, I think they have forced us, as Coca-Cola drinkers, if we have, you know, been with it that long, to actually get used to and like the new Coke. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't believe I find myself drinking this stuff, and I'm not even much into sodium, right? So, well, that's salt, which hasn't anything to do with the issue. So I want to state here On the Wild Side, well, partially my line, actually, it is, technically, when you get right down to it. After all, I am administration. That I prefer the new Coca-Cola, and I actually like it. I think I really like it now as a soft drink, although my favorite soft drink is Dr. Pepper. If we're going to Coca-Cola, which I always used as a second, I prefer the new Coca-Cola over the classic Coke and old, new, original Coke recipe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the old Coke before they changed over to the new Coke, and even as classic Coke, whatever little difference between the two there are, I like the new Coca-Cola better. I just found out that I liked it and got used to it, and I think it's sweeter, and it does go down. It's just a better drink. It really is. I found that out. Now, damn it, I've had stuff from all over Texas, and I've tested this stuff in various other cities, and I found the new Coke is better. So take it from me, Paul Mack, administration. The new Coca-Cola is better. And thank you for your time, as well as your stopwatch. This has been administration.
All I can say to that, Paul, is, well, I've heard people say that you were tasteless, but I guess this proves it. How can you drink that stuff? I mean, I don't... Anyway, now it's time for the Wild Side's roving action reporter, Speed Martin, and this week's News of the City.
Good evening. This is News of the City, brought to you by Belson Belson Pork Sausage. Temperatures have fallen to 20 degrees. Winds from the southwest bring a radiation level of 62 and a rain of trout. Fires continue to burn in downtown. The Natural Guard has joined the thought police in battling the obnoxious clone workers. The president has denied that he's a member of a West Hollywood S&M club, as alleged by the Herald Exaggerator this morning. City officials continue to deny reports of Soviet military presence north of the city. The mayor was unavailable for comment as he just boarded a helicopter bound for Mexico. All contact has been lost with Piedmont, Arizona, but no one seems to care. This just in, the president denies denying that he belongs to a West Hollywood S&M club. More on this story as it develops. This has been a news update for all stations on your friendly network, brought to you by Belson Belson Pork Sausage. Oy vey, it's Belson Belson!
A tone? You call that a tone? Maybe a beep or a noise, but definitely not a tone. This is Danny Van Nuys here, and I just want to say that... A tone? You call that a tone? This is Danny Van Nuys here, and I just want to say... A tone? You call that a tone? This is Danny Van Nuys here, and I just want to say... A tone? You call that a tone?
Hi, it's Karen Grateful Dead and Divine Slut. And to start off with, you know, the other member of Pink Floyd's name I was thinking of is Roger Waters. Okay? I want you all to know that I'm not that stupid. William! Where did you get that little thing about nose candy? I'd really like to get a copy of that and bring it down to a college radio station and use it in one of my radio shows. I thought that was real cute. Bob Hollywood, thank you for the really nice comment towards me, but aren't you in love with Gypsy? That came out good. Last night I went to the Roxy to see Leatherwolf. Oh, I had such a great time. It was so good. I was right against the stage on the little steps, you know, and it was like one more foot up and I would have been on the stage. And I don't know. I'm glad that I didn't jump on that stage because those guys are too nice. And Barbara, if you like Bruce Dickinson, you gotta check out these guys. Oh, baby. Heretic played with them, and they're good. There's good-looking guys in that band, too, but their music isn't half as good as Leatherwolf. Leatherwolf does a cover version of Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater, and if you ever wanted to hear that song heavy metal style, listen to Leatherwolf. They will be playing at the Country Club in Reseda on November 16th. Early concert plug for them. As far as good movies go, if you're ever in a store and you want to check out a good video, get The Doors Dance on Fire. Oh, it is so good. They show old clippings of The Doors and really good shots of Jim Morrison if you happen to be a fan of his, which I totally am. a very big fan of the Doors, especially Jim Morrison. He's another one. I can look at him all day, too. I have a poster of him on my wall in my room, and he's like, you know, one of the gods to me of rock and roll. Oh, I got something to pass along to all of you. You want to hear something? On September 8th or something like that, or on the 15th, yeah, the Grateful Dead played in San Diego, and I didn't go. It was the first Grateful Dead concert I've missed in 10 years. I'm, like, every day getting a little bit over the shock. I gotta go catch a couple of these, because I gotta wake up early tomorrow for school. This has been Karen the Slut, Grateful Dead.
Well, Karen, for your information, the drop-in about Nose Candy came from an album entitled The Tale of the Giant Rat of Sumatra. It's just another thrilling misadventure from the checkbook of the great defective Hemlock Stones, and it's a product of Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Philip Proctor, otherwise known as the Firesign Theater.
Shake his head, you're mowing down.
Go squeeze a tomato, Willa. They're playing your song.
Let me squeeze this one.
Take just a second, old man.
Just a second, old man.
It's lady's choice, Ratso.
Thanks, Joe. Come on, Louie, let's rant.
Oh, delighted, Ronnie. I do a colorful Afghani bondage dance. The beggars crawl, Sumatran kick, duck.
They make a nice couple, don't they? She sets him up, he knocks her down.
And those bozos, Willa, see?
I'll throw him the fish out.
Well, Joe, what do you know?
What?
What's your swindle, see? Oh. A snatch, a heist, bunko, the rackets?
Oh, no. Pig nuts. Bogus pig nuts.
Oh, big time.
You betcha.
Me, I'm up to my nose in candy. Here's a little 2-pound sampler you can take home the little woman. Make her littler. Try one.
Ah, nose candy.
Yeah.
Mmm, smells good, too.
Ah, don't horn the ones with the cherries in the middle, Joe. You'll suffocate.
I like the powdered sugar at the bottom of the box best.
Ah, more sugar. I get it. That's rich. See? Ha, ha, ha.
Ah. Oh, good stuff. There's a ring in my ears.
I'll get it. It's Herr Lungitz table. You're talking to the hawk, see? What's so funny about that? Ha, 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 yourself.
You want me to cut him off?
Relax, Willard. Boris, it's for you. Some weird electrician on the wire. Repairs or something, see?
The boss, I know who that is. Thanks, Hal.
Nord Wires, no doubt.
Nord who?
Just an ingenue I know.
Oh, Joe, you're wired.
Hello, everybody. This is David Lindsay from Massachusetts again. Yeah, well, it's September 23rd, and fall is definitely here. Just looking at all the leaves turning. That's something I guess you guys don't have in Southern California, because it's always sunny and warm all year long. But around here, they're all turning pretty colors and be falling off in the next few days. And I'll have to go out and rake more on. So I wish it just stayed nice, pretty colors, and stay up there instead of falling. But anyhow, when Mr. Fun asked about, you know, was telling about that, Old Coke. Yeah, about that high sucrose corn syrup stuff. They've been actually doing that for a long time. It's just that they've been saying that they've been putting sugar in there, okay? Because the American Sugar Growers or some other organization like that took out this ad in some New York paper saying how Coke wasn't using sugar and they were using sucrose corn syrup. And so Coke said, ooh, and changed it. And they're having all sorts of problems too. Personally, I'm a Pepsi drinker, so it doesn't really matter that much to me. Also, about somebody was mentioning about those the rights of like teens. And being 18, my feeling is that, you know, we're being oppressed to a great extent. I mean, you know, they have these roadblocks, okay, around here. And what it is like for drunk driving, or if they also, you know, check for registration, all this bullshit. And, I mean, some people they'll let through with no hassle at all. But, I mean, if you're a teenager, especially if you're up, like, at night, they'll hassle the shit out of you. And like, if you have anything to drink, you know, they'll always give you the breathalyzer and stuff. It's really bad. Personally, I don't drink and I don't drive, so I don't have that problem. But As far as it goes, I'm 18. I still haven't registered for the draft, and I am not going to. I am not going to until I get the rights of a full citizen of this country. I'll say this right off to any person. A teacher at school was trying to tell me he was going to turn me in or something. I didn't care. I told him to go what to do with it. Now, as far as reviews go, I haven't seen any movies lately as usual, but, I was just listening to the Flat Earth. That's that album by Thomas Dolby. That's a pretty damn good album. I really like it. It's really neat. It has been out for about a year now, maybe longer. I wonder if he's going to come out with any more albums, because I really like his albums. Another thing, I'm wondering, is there any real funk freaks out there, okay? In other words, I don't mean people that just, call up using MCI codes and other types of things, but any people who are really into phones and all the technical stuff about them and all that stuff, because it's getting kind of lonely out here. A lot of the territory used to be covered by real phone freaks is going to get run over by computer hackers, given a bad name and stuff. It's pretty bad. Maybe is there any sort of line or something that's just for freaks? I don't know. No. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Hello. Haven't you guys figured out that it's not summer anymore? Yes, this is Gypsy, and I know an interesting thing to do. It's called the Stage West. It's for people who are over 21. They have live music after 9, and they have a DJ, and they have 2 full bars and a pool table. It's a really great place. You can go there and dance and have fun. All sorts of people can go. There's anywhere from, I guess, so-called bikers to so-called preppies go there. All types, all ages over 21. Anyways, enough of that. I have a poem that I wrote for someone, which will rename nameless. And it goes like this. I'm not in love with you. That much I think is true. Yet I'm afraid of what I feel. 'Cause it's not fantasy, it's real. Thoughts of you consume my mind. I feel your presence all the time. If I had my choice, when the phone rings, when I picked it up, I'd hear your voice. But you never call, and I can't do it all. So what I have to do is remember I'm not in love with you. Yep, this has been Gypsy, and I kind of screwed up over there, but you guys can weed through the bad parts and figure out how it's really supposed to go. Ciao.
That's so beautiful, it makes me sick!
I love the wild side without the laugh. Whenever I come through here, I just tune into the wild side because I'm telling you, it just makes me smoke.
Voice calling from the mystery town. In fact, I guess I'm just a mystery. I've just been listening to Bob 213 talking about restaurants, and I have an interesting suggestion. Perhaps the Wendy's advertisement that you were talking about was in fact purchased by McDonald's or Hamburger Hamlet or some other emporium who simply thought that making somebody not want to go to Wendy's would make them want to go to their establishment. I.e. McDonald's advertising perhaps was purchased by Burger King or by, Sizzler, perhaps. Now, wanting you to forego McDonald's because of their gross advertising. And as I said again, this is a mystery boy. I've listened to tapes from time to time. And I must admit, I kind of find it difficult to believe that as many people call these as do, and I find it very difficult to believe that they are for real. In fact, they're probably not. They're as unreal as I am. With that, I will say thank you. 73's, bye-bye, and see everybody later.
This is Danny Van Eyes, and well, this comment is to Bob 213. Hey, I agree with you on the restaurants using the old songs for their commercials. That's one thing that I agree on. If they cannot think up anything original, I mean, if they can't even think up a song for them, how's their food going to taste and how is everything going to be? Why would I want to go to a restaurant that can't even think up an original song? I totally agree with you and Susie Q on the old Wendy's and McDonald's songs. You know, they can't make up anything new. Anyway, that's all I want to say. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day, everybody. Nino Telephone would say, thank you, bye. Or as Richie Calcom would say, goodbye.
Yeah, I guess it's not going to be in time. Well, maybe it will be in time for my birthday. Okay, my birthday is coming up with about that time and everything. I want to ask William Wyon, I get a lot of presents for my birthday, but there's something I don't really like. When we met, like at that party and everything, and I listened to your recordings, so it was like about five or six of them, and everything was good, and it's better than most of the stuff put on the radio today. And yet I've never listened to any of your songs on the radio, and I can't understand why. But you're at the top of my list and everything, and your songs are good. So, I know everybody thinks that I'm always playing games and always complaining about things on the line and everything. And I'm never sincere in any of my comments. This one I am sincere for. By my birthday, I'd like to get a copy of your recording somehow, so I can play it on my birthday for, you know, my family and just whoever else is over. And I'd like to do something to get you on the radio or something, because your music's different. In fact, I've been on these phone lines like 20 years or so, and I've never heard anybody, you know, that's been musicians and even some of the bands that were created from these lines. And you're far better than anybody I've ever heard, as far as music goes and everything. And also your announcing is very good too. Your announcing and putting together a program and everything is incredible. You'd be a good disc jockey also. But I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I think you're a major talent. That's all I want to say. If nobody else discovers you, you know, at least a lot of the line callers have got the know what your music sounds like and your announcing ability. I'd like to get a copy of that music, and that stuff's got to go. It's got to go big. It is one of the greatest things I've ever listened to in my life. Well, anyhow, I'm going to get going, and I mean every word, okay? God bless.
Well, thank you, Bob 213, you old flatterer, you. I really appreciate the compliment. I'm very pleased to know that you think my tunes should really go big. Most people just think it should really go. At any rate, I've got your home phone number now, and I'll call you with the details of getting a cassette copy of those songs to you. And I do hope that in some small way, Bob, it really can help you have a happy birthday.
Hello, Paul. This is Mike, West Hollywood. Now in your town, in North Hollywood. So I guess I get to be Mike in North Hollywood. That's fascinating because this is the town where I was raised. Anyway, Bill, good to hear that you're back on the line. I've been back in town now almost 2 weeks, or I guess no, more than 2 weeks. Goodness gracious, how the time flies. Anyway, by the time the current tape, today is the 25th, and when the next tape of that comes on, the 29th, that is my birthday. And now it doesn't have to be for the next tape or so, but the next two, three tapes after my birthday
I'm wondering if I could get a big Paul Mac William Wild birthday present. And I would just die to be able to co-host the tape. I mean, it's kind of an extravagant request, but, you know, I'm an entertainment type person. Hey, Mac, your machine cut me off. This is Mike, North Hollywood. And I guess it took me out, cut me off because I was talking too low, so I'll try to talk a little louder. But anyway, you know, it's late, and I'm in your neighborhood now, and if I spoke too loud, I might wake you up and all your neighbors. So anyway, like I said, I'd love to get a chance to be a co-host on a tape and watch how you guys do it in our ears, because that would be super fantastic. Anyway, and Paul, I'll leave you my number on a later message. But hey, guys, something neat you might want to try calling one of these new 976 numbers. It's 55 cents, so don't call it too often. But it's 213-976-7469. It's called Screen Test, the movie trivia game. And if you answer three movie trivia questions correctly, you can win a pass to a theater. I've already won two of them so far. And the questions, some of them are pretty hard. Some of them are pretty easy. Depends on how much you know about the movies, I guess. Anyway, I'm going to say hey there, hi there, ho there, and sign off and say, I'd sure like to get my birthday present. Anyway, see you later. Paul, have a good day. Bill, you too. Bye.
Well, Mike, I'm not in a position at the moment to make any promises, but leave your number anyway. And as long as we're on the subject of fantasies, do you know what kind of M&Ms the tattoo likes to eat? That's right. The plane, the plane.
Hello, this is LePew, and I have a fantasy for you. It is a wonderful, beautiful fantasy, and I love it. It comes all the way from... Oh, shut up. I'm going to explain to these people my fantasies. My fantasy is that I will not sound like Mark North Hollywood. Hey, how's it going, man? This is Chico. Okay, good impression, no? Okay, all right, my fantasy for today. Okay, let's turn to the right fantasy. But, okay, right. My fantasy, let's go. I'm hyperventilating. Oh, my fantasy for today is that I should like to sing you a song, but I don't know if I can do it because I have a lisp and it's not good. So I think I will sing on my violin. I mean, my harmonica thing, about the thing that I'm doing. This is it. Okay. My fantasy is that this comment, she does not get played. Okay. Can you perfect this, perform this fantasy? Oh, very good. This has been a test of the emergency dumb shit system. And remember, when in North Hollywood, don't do a freaking thing, man. It's pretty damn bad to be in fantasies and stuff and it's all over the place. Thank you very much. Oh, that broke my fantasy. Thank you. And now for my next fantasy, I will grant you one wish, and that is, I'm getting pictures. You want me to hang on a wire and, to hang up. You want me to hang up? Okay, a beautiful fantasy. I will hang up now. Bye-bye.
Well, if your fantasy is that this edition of The Wild Side should come to an end, then you're in luck, because that's exactly what it's about to do. It was a long one, but I told you I was playing catch-up ball with 2 weeks' worth of comments. Anyway, remember to call the Wild Side Input at 818-761-0333 and record your reviews, jokes, comments, and whatever for playback on the next Wild Side. The Gopher Twins will be here Friday and Saturday, as always, on 761-3330. For you Springsteen fans, the party line, 213-205-7980, has become a mainly Bruce line. Check that out. And thanks to Bert, I'll be going to see the boss's closing show. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not even a fan. Brian Feedback is filling in for vacationing Nino Telefun at 818-882-9524. But call anyway. Remember, if you missed any part of this recording, it will repeat momentarily. For Paul Mac Presents and Wildside Studios, this is William Wilde, and thanks for letting me do it in your ear.